Boker Tov. Today's daf is daf Kuf Aleph in Ksubas. Now yesterday at the end of the daf, we learned the Mishnah, and we learned that there are three women who don't get a Ksuba. That you don't have to pay the Ksuba. Ma'anis, if she walks out, that means a girl who had a marriage to Rabbanan, a young girl under the age of 12, and she walked out. Ashnia, if you marry one of the people that the rabbi said you shouldn't marry, like a grandmother. And an islandess, which is a mekachtos. They're not entitled to the ksuba. They're not entitled to peros. The Pashup Shad Rashi learned is that he doesn't have to redeem her, which he normally is what he gets in return for eating the peros mulug. Again, we're going to discuss mulug and nechseh son barzel. Again, we've discussed it many times. Nechseh son barzel and nechosim that she brings into the marriage that are written into the ksuba. He takes full responsibility for them, whether they are real estate or movables. He takes responsibility for them, and he's entitled to use them, but he must return them intact at the end. As he's responsible for, they're worth X amount of money, he has to make that up at the end. That's son barzel. Nechseh mulug or nechosim that fell to her after they got married. They weren't written to the ksuba because they didn't have them. They weren't around at the time of the ksuba. For example, she inherited some clothing or some real estate, that he's entitled to eat the peros, but he's not entitled to use the keren, the capital, the main part, he can't. So in the case of peros, he doesn't give her peros, or he doesn't have to redeem her in return for that. She's not entitled to mazonos, and she's not entitled to blows. Blows are the clothing that are worn out, the clothing that she brought into the marriage that he's supposed to return to her. She brought it in, she wrote that into the ksuba, and he's supposed to return to her. He doesn't have to do it in this case, because in these cases, there is no ksuba. The ksuba's gone. In other words, he could have written the ksuba, but it's meaningless. She's not entitled to the ksuba and any of the things that come along with that. Peiros, mazonos, belos. But an islandess, though, it's because he didn't know she was an islandess. He married her, thought she was a regular girl. Maybe she was 10 or 12. Turned out she never developed. So that's a mekachtos. But if he knew she was an islandess and married it anyway, let's say he had other women to have children with, because an islandess can't have children, then it's a ksuba. Then the Mishnah said about Amara Kohen Gadol, Gushachos, the other ones, they have a ksuba, because the assumption over there is that he seduced her to marry, because she wouldn't want to marry, an Amara wouldn't marry a Kohen Gadol or Gushachos or Kohen Hegdit, because her kids become Chalalim or Mamzerim in the other cases. So we learned in the Gemara, said that Rav said,
does that she have a tiny of mekachtos and get her ksuba? Let's say she claims mekachtos.
How?
He didn't have an aver. I don't know. Whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Does she get her ksuba? He doesn't get it. He doesn't. He doesn't have to give it if she's an idolist.
Right, right. Well, it's a good question. I think that if it's a mekachtos, and there's no. See, the mekachtos is that there's no marriage.
Right.
So if there's no marriage, he doesn't really, there's no ksuba because there's no deal at all. So mekachtos, yeah, the deal's off, the marriage is annulled, but there's no ksuba, presumably. Unless there was a knas. It's an interesting question. I don't know. I would just say offhand, she could say mekachtos, there's no marriage. There's no marriage, no ksuba. All right, now Rav said that it makes sense if a ktana, whether she goes out with a get, she has no ksuba, or mian, like our Mishnah, there is no ksuba. Shmuel said no. Shmuel said, that's the beginning of the Mishnah we learned yesterday, Shmuel says no. Mamanis is not entitled to because the marriage is effectively annulled. She walks away. But if she gets a get, even though it was a marriage to Rabbanan, but she, because 8, 10 years old, it wasn't a marriage to Raisa, if it wasn't her father marrying her, there is still a ksuba and all the other things that apply to a get. For example, she can't marry his relatives and he can't marry her relatives, because if you're married to somebody and you got divorced, you can't marry her sister, she can't marry your brother. But if it's annulled, like in a miyun, then all bets are up. That's Shmuel says. And the third thing is, they mentions is that if he goes out with a get, you have to wait 3 months. Remember, after any marriage that's over, she has to wait 3 months in order to get married b'shum avchana. So the Gemara said, this is where we were up to yesterday. So Gemara said, the second line on Kuf Aleph, my Kamash, what's the Chiddush in that? What's the Chiddush with Shmuel? Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah. We have a Brisa, that's Kulu, Tanina Kulu, Hamanis Be'ish, if she walks out on the man, again, we're talking about a marriage to Rabbanah where she walked out before the age of 12, whom would the Berkov say? He can marry her relatives because the marriage is annulled, like there was no marriage. She can marry his relatives. Lo Pasum Kuna. She's not Pasum Kuna because Pasum Kuna means she's divorced. Here she's not divorced, the marriage is annulled. If an 8-year-old girl walks out of a marriage, right, she's not married, not Pasum Kuna. How does that happen? So he said, like, she has no father, or her father married her off once before, and she was widowed from that, and her family married her off, Kedushin Rabbanan. Again, the idea of Kedushin, why did the rabbi sanction that Kedushin Rabbanan? To keep her off the street, because nobody's going to protect this 8-year-old girl, this 10-year-old girl, who's already an almana from a previous marriage, whatever, and there's nobody take care of her. So the rabbi said, let her marry, play as husband and wife. not pasum kuna because there was no divorce. Nothing like get. The Bryce says if he gave her a get, even though it's only marriage rabbanan, then all the rules of get apply. Who also becomes? It's like they were married. He can't marry her relatives. He also becomes. She can't marry his relatives. A pasum kuna. She can't marry a kohen. She's divorced. She's divorced. She can't marry a kohen. So we see this already in the Bryce. The answer is tsri chalhamtin gimel chadashim itzur chalei. Shmuel added on that she has to wait 3 months. No, we normally have a rule. Our regular rule is if a woman leaves a marriage through death or divorce, she cannot marry anybody for 3 months. And that rule applies even when she clearly wasn't pregnant. She would have been in jail, or she's 95 years old, or she's 6 years old. Ma? That Shmuel says. But the point is, what's the chiddush in Shmuel? All this was learned in a brisa. That a man is the answer is tsri chalamtin mechadashim is rechalei delo tnan. That wasn't learned in the Mishnah. He didn't mention over here that a girl who's 8 years old who gets a get, she has to wait 3 months. He didn't mention that. And as we know, even though there's no question that she's not a girl who's 8 years old can't be pregnant and have a child, still the rule of havchana applies. So that's what Shmuel added on to the brisa. So let's say though that Rav who says that whether she's walked out with me and or with a get. Either way, she doesn't have a ksuba. In other words, the rules don't apply to her. She's not. It's like she's never been married. Rav says it makes sense if an 8-year-old girl gets a marriage, whether it's me or get, nothing. It's like there was no marriage. And Shmuel says it is like a marriage if there was a get there. Let's say it's a machlokes tanam. They go like the following machlokes tanam. Rav Blazer Omer, a masak tanaklum. If a girl gets married, so to speak, on her own, her father's not involved anymore. Her father's not involved either. He's dead or he married her off once before. It's meaningless. In other words, the rabbi said, let them play house. So to keep her up, just let them play house. Ein balzak mesasa, he's not entitled to her nechasim, v'lo ma'aseh adev, v'lo b'farsanar, he's not entitled to her paycheck, and he can't break her nedarim, v'ein yosh. All the rules of marriage don't really apply. He doesn't inherit her if she dies. V'ein matamilah, if he's a kohen, he can't be tummy to her. If she died, he can't go to the funeral. Kol shadavar, ein kishto chol davar. She's not his wife really at all. Elish etzricha miyam. But the rabbi said, okay, you play house, and she has to refuse it if she wants to walk out. That's Rabbi Elazar's opinion. Rabbi Yeshua says, no. Ma'isik tanaklum, it is something. Ubal is like Mishasa, the rabbis made this to kind of marry her, to keep her off the street, do her a favor. And therefore, also in return, you're doing her a favor. That's how we look at it. You're doing her a favor by marrying her and keeping her off the street. And her husband's entitled to what she finds. Ma'isik then her paycheck, possibly he can break in the door, but Yarshan, he inherits her. Umetamala. The rabbis gave it such a koach that even if he's a kohen, he can be metamala to her. That's what the rabbi said. It's mamish like a wife, because the rabbi said this is a marriage. It's just, you know, if she stays married after 12, it'll be a good marriage. So he's married to her. Rav, who says what? That it's not a marriage. Even if he divorces her, it's nothing. No ksuba, no nothing. No, I mean, right, divorces her, no ksuba. She's not also to his relatives and vice versa. All these things don't apply. So Rav Achor goes to Blazer, Shmuel Dar Mekar B'Yeshua, and Shmuel says, it is a marriage. And if he divorces her, all these rules apply. No, you're right. There's no question that Shmuel can't come out like Rabbi Elazar. Shmuel says that it's a marriage, etc. If you give her a get, you have to wait 3 months, and then she's possibly gone. Shmuel will not go like Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar will certainly be not like him. He'll say, I can't come out like Rabbi Elazar, but keep pleading with Rabbi Yeshua. But it could be. That Rav will even come like Rabbi Yeshua. Why? Shmuel obviously goes like Rabbi Yeshua. Shmuel says it is a marriage. If he divorces her, it's a marriage. He can't marry her relatives. She can't marry his relatives. We have to wait three months. She has to wait 3 months. She gets a ksuba, etc. It's a full marriage, right? Except that she walks out with me, and if she wants to, right? So Shmuel will definitely go like Rabbi Yeshua. But Rav will say, even though Rav says what, that it's not a marriage, I come like Rabbi Yeshua. Hasam el midi day. Rav will say. Rav says, where did Rabbi Yeshua say that he's entitled to get her stuff? For example, he inherits her and he finally gets her paycheck and all that. Things that go from her to him, because the rabbi saw it. The rabbi said, please do us a favor, young man. Marry this woman. Keep her off. I know you're married already. You got a wife and kids. Take her off the street. It's a Rahman. It's this 8-year-old girl. They're going to take advantage of her. So you're doing her a favor. So therefore, you're entitled to get her Yerusha and her paycheck and things like that. But giving her a ksuba, giving things that he is. Rabbi Yeshua didn't say that. Rabbi Yeshua said, look at Rabbi Yeshua's words back in the Brisa. Rabbi Yeshua, Maisik Tana Klum, and her husband's entitled to what she finds and to her paycheck, and he can break her in a debtor, and he's in his hair, all those things, basically, that he gets from her. Okay, tuma is just an idea of spirituality. It's not a question of assets, right? But here, it's not a question of money. So from her stuff she gets, her stuff that goes to him, yeah, the rabbis gave him that in return from Erringer. But giving her stuff like a ksuvim, Rabbi Shua didn't say that. So therefore, Ravelsack could even come out like
him. So he's lived with her, took all her stuff.
Right.
Right, and now...
And now according to Rav, Rav says, not me, even he gives her a get. He doesn't get a ksuba, even gives her. Shmuel also says, Mishnah says that a menace doesn't get a ksuba. Everybody agrees that a menace doesn't get a ksuba. But if he divorces her,
if he divorces her,
he doesn't have to give a ksuba. According to Rav, according to Shmuel, he does. According to Shmuel, he does. What would Rabbi Yeshua say? Rabbi Yeshua is not clear, but either Rav or Shmuel can both come out like Rabbi Yeshua. Below, below. So now we get to the difficult part of the Mishnah. Mishnah says that Me'enis Ashnivas, these three women, they're all totally different. Me'enis is because she walked away from the wedding. There was no divorce. So he doesn't give her ksuba. Ashnia is a knas. You know, you shouldn't marry your grandmother. The grandmother enticed him. The grandmother seduced him. Because we see, assume over here that it was the grandmother, the Shnia, who induced him because her kids don't become, they're not Mamzeirim or Chalalim or anything like that. So we punish her. And an islandess was a Mekachtos. Three different things. They then tell to ksuba and payers mzaris v'lo blos. Blos is also part of the Tanai ksuba. What does it mean? That normally blos means she brought in, you know, a garment. She brought in clothes. She brought him a whole wardrobe, and what's worn out, she's supposed to take back as part of the Tanai ksuba. Okay, Tanai ksuba because that's written into the ksuba. So, but the question is, it could be that's written in the ksuba, or it could be that after they were married, like we said before, if they're married 10 years after they're married, a great uncle died and he left a big wardrobe and he got it that way. So it could be nichsei melugakuf mitzon barzel. Again, normally you think of nichsei melugakuf barzel as karka and peiros, but with a suit also, and this is going to be an issue we're discussing now. Let's say she brought him a fancy designer suit that was worth, you know, $5,000. Right, now is he entitled to wear that or not? Is he entitled to wear that while they're married or not? So you have to look at it like this. If it was written into the ksuba, and it's sewn by herself, so he's entitled to wear it, but he better make sure that he gives her a $5,000 suit when they get divorced or widowed, right? Or give the $5,000 in place of that. But let's say it was nichsei melug. Nichsei melug means that it wasn't written into the ksuba. He's entitled to eat peiros, but he can't use up the keren. He can't sell the basic value, right? The keren. So what is a suit? Is a suit... When you wear the suit, are you getting the peiros, or is that considered using up the keren? We're going to assume now.
She brought clothing into the marriage, right?
Either into ksuba, right? She got these suits, and she brought them in there. And is he allowed to wear them or not? If it's nichsei melug, technically he can't wear them. If you say that eating up the suit, wearing the suit, is taking away from the keren, it's not like a field. You have a field, and fruits grow in the field. They're gone afterwards. The peiros you can eat. You can't touch the field. That's the question over here. So we're assuming now that it's that the bilui is the keren itself, taking away itself.
It's not that much different for her clothes because he's supposed to provide her.
He's supposed to provide her with clothing once a year, as we learned, or for every shalosh regalim. Right, that's correct. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about clothing that she brought into the wedding.
Anything that's not karka depreciates, not necessarily, anything you could say, karka doesn't depreciate, except not talking about accounting wise, but anything she brings in that's not used,
you brought in a brand new suit and you left it in the closet and you never touched it, it wouldn't depreciate, you know, it's not used up, you know. Forget about those accounting laws, huh? What?
Last year's style, right.
Goes to sin. So he told like this. Now, hold cup here. Amal Mishmeh Shmuel. He said in the Shmuel that this business that she's not entitled to Blaos. Now, what are we speaking of? First of all, are we talking about all three cases? Are we talking about the Ksuba? We understand. Peiros, Mazonos. We understand those things because all these things, it's either Mekachtos or he wasn't supposed to marry her or she walked out on it. But this business is about the Blaos. Right. What are we speaking about? Yeah. Nachon, Sheila Tova, Leza Nachon Medabrim, Zebeduka Sheila. This is we say that she's not entitled to the worn out garments when she walks out of the marriage. And we don't know which one of the three we're talking about yet. It's only nichsei melug. Nichsei melug means, again, the nachasma weren't written into the ksuba. She got them afterwards. Which written into the ksuba, and he's responsible for isla, she's entitled to that. that she's entitled to even when she walks out of the marriage. And the Gemara is going to say, which one are we speaking about? Havi Bara Papa, so Rav Papa asks the question, Ahaya, wait, which one of the three women are we speaking about? The Mamanis, the Shnia, or the Islandis? What are we speaking about? Elam, if you talk about the first case, what happened here? A girl got married. The rabbi sanctioned it. They said, get married. 8 years old, 9 years old, and then 10 years old, she walked out of the marriage. Edis knew if these clothing, that the clothing that we're speaking about, the suits that she brought into the marriage, whether it was written into the ksuba or not, if they're around, Edis shaka, why shouldn't she take them? They're her suits. They're her suits, right? Either she got them as a Yerusha from a great uncle, or they're written into the ksuba by her family, whatever. If the suits are here, what do you mean she shouldn't get the suits? Why shouldn't she get the suits? I understand a ksuba that he's supposed to give her, he doesn't have to give her. Payers that he ate up before, whatever, you could argue about that. If the suits are here, what's the problem? These are her suits. Why shouldn't she take them?
He's been wearing them.
Okay, it doesn't.
They're worth nothing now.
No, though. Who said they're worth nothing? They're suits.
Whatever.
If they're worth nothing, there's nothing. If they're worth nothing, then they're not here.
No, but isn't the issue what he has to give back?
No. Listen. Exactly. Where are these suits right now? If these suits are here, let her take them. They're her suits. They're her suits. If they're written in the ksuba or not written in the ksuba, they're hers. They're her family's. She didn't do anything wrong over here. She got married as an 8-year-old girl, walked out legit, got married legitimately, walked out legitimately, according to the rules. Why shouldn't she take her suits? Either it's new, either be shuck, let her take both of them. What's the difference if it's some barzel, not some barzel? They're her suits. Either less new, and if they're not here anymore, why? Because he used them up. Like you say, he wore them out, and they're garbage. They were thrown out. He wore them out, he wore them down to the last thread. E less new, edividi lo shakla. Either way, she wouldn't take it. Why, says Rashi? So Rashi says, he could say, listen, I was entitled to use them, but she was bezdin. I married her properly. If I would divorce her, okay, then if it was some bars I have to make up, I would be a ksuba. Even though nefsimulik, he wasn't entitled to use that, because we're assuming now that by wearing the garments, you're using up the karen, and nefsimulik, you're not allowed to touch the karen, only the payers. He says, even though Rashi says, afpi shalob b'shul sotziyim, other Rishon disagree with Rashi and Tosis here, but Rashi says, afpi shalob b'shul sotziyim, Emil Yochalomik is, listen, I don't have to return him until I divorce her. What's the whole rule? I have to give it back. I didn't divorce her. She walked out. What happens if she dies? Remember all the rules of Yerusha, you know, you wrote this into her. That's like, let's say she dies. Ksubas benin dichrin. You remember that we encourage the father-in-law to give money in so that and then his grandchildren will get it, not the other guy's grandchildren. Let's say there are no grandchildren. The rule is Minatora, a woman dies, a husband inherits her. She was worth if Carrie's wife dies, he gets the whole Heinz ketchup factory. You know what I mean?
Huh?
Okay, it's all his. You see, that's the one. It's all his. So he could say, listen, okay, again, if they're not...
Why is being different than divorce?
Okay, first of all, it's different than divorce.
I understand.
It's different. He said, the rules are, if I divorce her, okay, I got to give her a ksuba. I got to give her this. I got to give her that. I got to give all the rulings are written in the ksuba. That's the rule of the ksuba. And one of them is nechseitzim barzel, nechseitzim, all that stuff I have to take care of. But over here... Who says, why should I have to pay? She walked out on the marriage. Sure enough.
The Torah allowed her to walk out. It gave her
the rabbis right allowed her to walk out, but it didn't necessarily say that I got to pay for that stuff. If the suits are here, okay, right. Her suits. If the suits are not here, what's the question? Did I use them illicitly? Did I use up what I wasn't supposed to do? There's no, the ksuba that rule doesn't apply. There is no ksuba now. She walked out on the marriage. There's no ksuba. Remember, the Mishnah said, what do you mean she did anything? She did nothing wrong, but she's not entitled to ksuba. By mion. Not by just by get, by me, and she walked out of the marriage. She walked in the marriage, there's no ksuba.
But this is hers.
What's hers? It's not here. There's nothing here right now. The only question is, did he do something wrong? So he could argue.
Why
did he
change the rules of Nechsemulog?
Because the Nechsemulog only applied to ksuba. Not, no, there's no ksuba
sure,
here.
The whole point is it's hers.
No. If they're here now, the stuff is here. So you could say, that's hers. It belonged to her family. If it's not here, the only question is, did he use up something illegitimately? The answer is he didn't. He didn't, because he could argue, number one, if it's Som Barzel, the rule is, when I divorce her, I pay for it. If I die, I pay for it. I didn't die, I didn't divorce her. She walked out, this is a strange thing. The rabbi said, it's not really a marriage, so she can walk out, fine. But the rules exhibit don't apply. I don't have to pay her. Elamai, you'll say that Nechsimulog, I had no right to use the suit at all. Okay, yeah, but maybe she would have died. The rules about paying that stuff is on death or divorce. There's no death or divorce here. Ella, so therefore, Mamanis, it doesn't make any sense to say, oh, that's only by Nechse Mulug. By Nechse Son Barzel, she is entitled to. The Mishnah says she's not entitled to the Bela'os. Which case are we speaking about? He came along and said, you said, name of Shmuel, that's only by Nechse Mulug. By Nechse Son Barzel, she is entitled to. What's the difference? He says, if you're talking about a Mamanis, shouldn't make any difference. If they're here, let her take them. If they're not here, he has enough to pay her. Ella Islandis, maybe you're speaking about an Islandis, which was a marriage that took place by mistake. He didn't know that she was there. Again, either Isnu, either Bidishakla. Again, if these clothes are here and they belong to her, they came from her family, right? So, okay, it was a Mekhtos. The deal is off. Yes, but what happens if the deal? Okay, the deal is off, but they're her clothes.
But if they're calling off the deal.
What?
Why is it different than a get?
No, it's not a get because Mekhtos. Mekhtos, she's not, again, right. She's not entitled to the Ksuba.
Okay.
It's a Mekhtos. Wait. It's a Mekhtos. Ella Islandis, again, Ida Isnu, Idi Vidi Shakla. If they're here, they belong to her. Ida Lesnu, and if they're not here, so what are you going to argue? Ifchemi Boyle, it should be the opposite. Nirse Mulug, Nirse Mugdibashus Akaimo, which he used illegitimately. He had no right to use them. He had no right to use Nirse Mulug. Why? Because he has no right to use the clothing. He has only right to use the payrus.
So
you, okay, so then he should pay for it. He should pay for that. He should pay for that in that case. He should pay for it. You can't argue here while I was married to her because the marriage is off. There was a mekartos. So he shouldn't have used that, so he should pay her. He was entitled to use. Nechse Son Barzel means he wrote it into the Ksuba, and he's allowed to use it as long as he wants while they're married, and afterwards he has to make it up. Nechse Son Barzel, Labashus Akai, molested that she shouldn't get. Rashi says over here on this one, Vidalesnu, we're on the second one now. It's like Joshua said, Vidalesnu, Mneshaloh, Yololas Bedaito. He didn't know that she's going to be an Islandess. So you say, okay, listen, because he didn't know she was low blows. He doesn't have to have blows because he didn't know. Fine, that's good. If we boy lay nisim mulug debashus akayim shalohayol olvas, he shouldn't have warned them anyway. He didn't know she was going to be found in house. He thought she was a regular wife, right? But still, he wasn't supposed to wear the suit because he's not allowed to wear up the suit. The suit is the karen, so that's her that he should pay for. Isla isfir lachai leglimugak. This considered karen. If nisim barzel, Rashi says shehu he was a mekabel of the akras that he was entitled to use. So he was entitled to use it. Now it turns out, what did he do wrong? It's not here now. Why should I have to make up for it? I did it legitimately. I didn't do anything wrong. Again, I didn't divorce her and I didn't die, which would give her all the full rights of a ksuba.
You called it off.
Okay, I didn't call it off. The whole thing was a mistake.
You called it off.
No, I didn't call it off. No, I didn't call it off. It's a mistake. The whole thing, I didn't have to call it off. It's automatically a mistake. It's a mekhtos. The rabbis look, it's a mekhtos. The deal's off. Okay. Calling it off is not the same as a get or a thing. It's a legal thing. Think about it. It's a legal thing. Get or legal is very simple. Ksuba get when you die or you divorce her. You didn't die or divorce her. This marriage was annulled. Marriage is annulled. It's like me. It's not his fault. Except when he married her legitimately, when he thought he married her legitimately, he shouldn't have worn the suit anyway. So why, if you want to make such a difference, he should say the opposite. Nichse son barzel, she shouldn't get if it's not here. Nichse malug, she should get because he had no right to wear that. Labish is a kind of lesson. Ella ashnia. So this doesn't make sense. I'll see that. Ella Mayit's going on ashnia. What's ashnia? He married his grandmother. Well, that was usher. They both did something's usher. She probably encouraged him because her kids don't become us that way, but they both did some usher. Therefore, the kanser abanim the dabidayel the dabida. Therefore, what normally would happen? Normally, what happened is what that nichsayt son barzel. They, you know, the abanim said something which he's entitled to normally. What's she normally entitled to? Aksuba, the mana masayim, mizonos, blows, right? Nichsim lugshos, shlobashus, things like that. She's entitled. So you know what the rabbi said? The rabbi said she's normally entitled to that because she's a sinner. We're going to give it to him. The rabbis reversed everything. And things that he's entitled to, right? Uldi gabli deva oso knas masha yiroi lo mishaloh blows to nechse tzan barzel shahotzi bershus. If he things that he legitimately used, if tzan barzel he was entitled to use them, which normally he would get, we gave that to her. That's why he said, like Shmuel said, because we're speaking about, so he asked before, which case are we speaking about? We're only from the Shnia, not Mama Enes and not Niles, only Shnia. And because they both did an Isser, he married his grandmother, his grandmother married her grandson. Because of that, the rabbi said what she would normally get, her regular ksuba, we're going to give to him. The ksuba and the mizonos and the blos of Nechse Mulug, which she would normally get. Because the blows over here means he's using up the keren that he wasn't entitled to use. She would normally get, we give it to him. And the stuff that he would get, we give to her. That's the reason for this kanas over here. Omer Shimbarashi, Shema Min Rav Kana, you see from Rav Kana, the way he described this, that Ila Glima Karna, again, this issue we said, if she brought in a suit, wearing the suit, is that like eating the fruits on the apple tree? Or is it like eating up the Karen? So you see that Rav Kana held that it's like eating up the Karen. He's not allowed to use it up. And he can't wear it until it gets bad. But rather, if there's a suit there, he can't wear it. What could he do? She could sell it, buy karka with it, and then he could eat the peiros of the karka or the fruits of a tree. Rav Nachman disagreed. He held that it's payers and you could use up the suit. So Rav Nachman Pligi argues with Rav Nachman. No, but for Rav Kana, like Rashi says in the widest lines, right? Karnavi, the second lowest line. Karnavi, the kain leisha limavkav lukav. In other words, Ayla Glima, you see from Rav Kana, the first of the wide lines. Shraiman Rav Kana, Damar Shnia, Ein lo belos, Nefse belug. He says, the Shnia does not entitle us on this look. Why is she not entitled to it? Because the rabbi's concept, what she's supposed to get, and give it to him instead. But a regular woman, let's say it wasn't a shniyah, if you had a regular marriage, ishak sheira, gogos, and then she could take it from him, even though they're not here right now. Why is she entitled to it? He's entitled to payers. But since he says that if a regular woman married a man and she brought in suits, after they got married, their great uncle died and he had a fancy suit that she brought into the marriage now that she inherited, that the husband and the husband wore it out, he has to pay it back to her at the end. That's because he wasn't entitled to wear that. So you see that wearing out the suit is not considered payers, but it's considered eating up the karen. This is a machlokas, whether clothing, if you is wearing clothing like eating the peiros of a tree, or is it like eating up the karen, the tree itself? Ein lam ksuba. So we said that these three women don't have ksuba. Amar Shmuel, lo shen elam amasayim. This business that we said, that ma'enes, or the shni and alas, are not a talik ksuba, that's only the regular basic ksuba, the $100 or $200. Avotos, let's say he added on $1 million, yeshla, she's entitled to, because that he gave out of love. He gave it out of love for her, whether he meant to give that as a gift. That's a gift. That wasn't
even
part of the temple. Even an islandess, because he meant to give it as a gift, because he did it in return for sleeping with her. The chibas bia, he loved her. In return for that, that's what we say. Tanya me'ochin nashim shamacham einam ksuba. Einam ksuba doesn't mean that they did some terrible isser. Don't forget, it could have been she did it innocently too. She may not have known that she was an islandess. Probably she didn't know either. She was 8 years old at the time. She hadn't developed yet. So all these things, a man didn't do anything wrong. Shnia, not an usher menat Torah. But einam ksuba. But if he gave something extra, like that's a gift, she's entitled to. Like the three in our Mishnah, einam amasayim aval tosfus yeshlem nashim shemacham. But we had back in Dafayin Beis the women that the rabbi said yotzei shlo b'ksuba. These are girls who are bad girls. They made vows and she didn't keep Shabbos and she didn't kill pilchas nida and she went against the Torah that they go with no ksuba. Gonaver saldas v'chaver said things like that where she made all kinds of nadarim. Or she has mumen, makakles, she curses his kids. Terrible thing, she's a bad woman. Einam lo tosis, the rabbis give her knas, she's not even entitled to the tosis. But kolsh came on Amasayim, certainly the basic one. Vayotzim shum shemra, let's say they went out because there were rumors that they committed adultery. She committed adultery. Note the smash of Fenevyotzim, she could take the mechsim alot, she just takes what's in front of her and goes, she doesn't get a regular ksuba. Whatever she has, assets that she has handy, she could take. Masayla Rafuna, Dom Rafuna, Zinsa loves, even though she committed adultery, lov sida blo sekum, she didn't lose out the nechasim that she has in front of her, like worn out clothing, whatever, her wardrobe, she could still take. Tanakh Rav Nachman says in Seif Sida, we have one Tana learned that if she committed adultery, she does lose that. If sida blo sekum, Amalei, so he answered him, in his sense, if she committed adultery, kelam, he's on it, did her clothes sin? Of course, it's a ridiculous question, but the idea is that you know, there's no harm in her clothes. In other words, she didn't lose her clothes. Tani, another Bryson, like we just said, lo avsi d'blo sekam, and Omar Avrachan, Rav Yochanan, Zu, the one who said that she lost it, which is a minority opinion, that's the Rav Nachman Stimta, who said it as a Stam Mishnah. Avachamam, Zinsel, avsi d'blo sekam, if she committed adultery, or there's rumors that she committed adultery, she still hasn't lost her clothes, even though she lost her basic suba. Imit chila nasa, so we said in the Mishnah that the three of the cases we said, islandess and mekachtos, mamenes, because there was no divorce there, and shniyas because it was an illegitimate marriage, mitrabanan. But let's say he married an islandess lechachila. He knows that she's an islandess. He just loves her anyway, and he'll have children with some other woman. Then there's a ksuba. Says Amar Avuna, islandess isha veisha. An islandess is sometimes a woman and sometimes not a woman. What do you mean by that? Sometimes she has a regular law, she gets a ksuba. Sometimes she doesn't get a ksuba. Almana, let's say an almana lekohen gadol. That was one of the things mentioned at the end of the Mishnah. Almana, Almana l'kohen gadol gushin, yesh l'ksuba. So he says that Almana always gets a ksuba. Almana isha gemura, she's always. Now what does that mean? Ilanus isha ben isha, what does that mean? Hikrba, if he knew she was not, so it wasn't a mekach tos, yesh l'ksuba. Lo hikrba, he didn't know she was, so it's a mekach tos, ain't l'ksuba. That's what we said in the Mishnah by Ilanus. On Almana though, whether isha gemura ben hikrba ben lo hikrba, yesh l'ksuba. Rav Huna says, you know what? The kohen gadol, whether he knew she was an amana, if he wasn't supposed to marry her, right? But whether he knew she was an amana or he didn't know whether she was an amana, either way she gets a ksuba. That's how he learns the Mishnah. And amana, it says he gets a ksuba whether he knew she was an amana or not. Rav Yudam or no, achazu, whether it's an amana or an islandess, isha ba'ein isha. It could be she gets a ksuba or could be not. Hikarba, if he knew, yesh l'ksuba. Lo hikarba, ain't l'ksuba. So Rav Yudah says, even in the case of an amana kohen gadol, if he didn't know she was an amana, Then if he knew she was an amana and he married her anyway, in other words, he wanted to commit the sin, but he gave her the ksuba, fine. But if he didn't know and she fooled him effectively, then there's no ksuba. That's what Rav Yudah says. Meisvei, we're going to ask a kasha now on Rav Huna. Rav Huna says that amana gets it in either way. Meisvei, konsa b'cheska she came. Let's say he married her, assuming that she was an amana. In other words, she didn't lie to him. She told him she was an amana. V'nimsa she came and attacka she was an amana. Yesh l'ksuba, like the mishma mishnah. Mashma hastama, but let's say he didn't marry her with the assumption that she told him she was married. He married her stam. He didn't ask her. He thought she was never married before. Hastam, it's mashma ein l'ksuba, because she fooled him, because she didn't tell him she was an almana, and he wasn't supposed to. Mashma ein l'ksuba. So no, lo tema hastama ein l'ksuba. Says the Gemara, says that's not a kasha. Don't say stam ein l'ksuba. Eleima, konsa b'cheska she'ena came. Learn this. And konsa b'cheska, if she married her on the assumption that she's not an almana, why is that? Because she told him that, you know, she fooled him. She said, I've never been married before. And v'nimsa, she can, and it turned out she is an amana, then ain't l'ksuba, then she's not l'ksuba. Aval stam amai, but if he married her stam, he didn't ask her, she didn't tell him anything. Stam amai, isla she's entitled to, so that's the case. Adatani, why did you say, if he married her, b'cheska she can, knowing that she was an amana, v'nimsa, and she is an amana, yesh l'ksuba, l'shmin and stama, v'kol she can, tell me stam, he married her stam, he didn't know, and she's entitled to the ksuba anyway. Certainly, if she told him she's an amana, she's entitled to the ksuba. Like, l'shmin and stama, v'kol she can, huh? But, Tani, we have another price which says, Kansa biyadua, if he married her knowing she was an amana, v'nimsa biyadua, then she's entitled to the ksuba, because she didn't fool him. Kansa stam, if he married her stam, she didn't say that she was an amana, he thought she wasn't. Ain't l'ksuba here. He says clearly that if he married her stam, she fooled him out of l'ksuba. Tifta Rafuna, it's like Aksha and Rafuna. So, in other words, we hold like Rav Yehuda that an almana is really just like an islandess. If he married her unknowing, he thought she wasn't an islandess and he thought she wasn't an almana, then she gets ksuba. But if it turns out that she was an islandess or she was an almana in the case of a kohen gadol, she's not. Rafuna Masnisan was fooled by the Mishnah. Who suffered Midakam off the ground since our Mishnah made a difference by islandess, whether stam islandess is mekach tos. But if he knew she was an islandess, then it's not a mekach tos and she's not a ksuba. Velokam off the almana, and he didn't make a difference by to almana, machal da almana, it doesn't make any difference. Afilu bastama, even if he thought she wasn't an almana and she was an almana, she's still not a ksuba. So nami is love, velowi. In other words, when the Mishnah made a difference between an almanas that he didn't know about, which is a mekach tos, and an almanas that he did know about, which is not a mekach tos, and talvik suba, the case of almana is the same idea, that if he didn't know she's an almana, she's not entitled to the ksuba. If he knew she was an almana and married her anyway, under those conditions, she didn't fool him, and therefore she's entitled to the ksuba. And then we pass like Rav Yehuda, because we have a brisa which says clearly against Rav Huna. Hanlach almana zonas, tomorrow we'll start at the regular time. On Sunday and Monday, Mirtz Hashem, we'll start at 5:20. Sunday and Monday, if you remember in advance, 5:20. But tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, we'll start at the regular time, 5:30.
I'm missing something here. Why?
Yeah.
Why do we talk?